Don't forget to head to 1620thezone.com right now and make your picks for the college basketball playoffs, and you could win a prize.
You win a prize.
Though if you didn't get your picks in for the first and second rounds of the college basketball playoff, it might be hard to win. I mean, that would be quite the comeback.
That is true. I was informed that in our local office pool, that I did not submit my picks. So
what?
I believe I'll be taking last place. Now, that's just a rumor.
Interesting.
But I submitted something, but I was hoodwinked, bamboozled.
Did you do it the way that John did, where you did it on your personal email? Did you make the same mistake that John did?
I may have.
Because then John put in a second bracket,
I'm
top five.
I did the one for the web for our website with the VIP picks.
Yeah,
I did that one. But we're also doing an in-house office.
I didn't do that one.
Okay, so we're both in last.
Yeah, I didn't do that one. I never even logged into it.
Great.
Yeah, I never even logged into that. By the way, speaking of lovely contests, we had that redacted thing.
Censored 1620?
That thing. Yeah. We have some names that we can announce as being correlated with teams in the tournament on the Grum.
Who's got Creighton? Is that not ours?
No, it's on the Grum today. So the teams that we get to announce, so all the other ones have been announced so far today,
yes,
right?
All
right.
It's just us.
We have Purdue.
Purdue.
We have Duke. We have my national championship pick, Houston.
Yep.
We have Creighton.
Yes.
And we have Tennessee.
So, by the way, before you announce the names, I want to keep the suspense going a little bit.
Perfect.
If you happen to make our censored 1620, if you happen to be one of the 16 teams, 16 people that were picked for this competition, you're probably only mad if you've
NC State. That's the one team.
Right. Is that probably, everybody else is a top four seed.
Yes.
Except for Gonzaga.
Is there a six in there too? Is there a five, a six, and an 11, or am I just remembering wrong?
I
maybe it's just a five and an 11.
I think there's. I mean, Gonzaga's a five. NC State's an 11.
You have all the four ones, all the four twos, right?
So yeah. There's two threes.
It's
a lot of numbers.
And so there must be a six.
Yeah, San Diego State is a five.
So you'd be
Clemson
a little frustrated.
At six.
Clemson, that's who it was.
Clemson. And then NC State
with
11.
A C, though.
So two fives, a six, and an 11. That's a fourth of the field left still.
Basically, those are the only four teams that you would be like, oh, bummer.
Other than that, you got a chance.
Indeed, you do. And so some of the ones that we get to announce today, look, all of these teams, Purdue, Duke, Houston, Creighton, and Tennessee, I think you're feeling pretty solid about it.
Now,
right?
If you got UConn, obviously you're like, oh, I got the best one.
You will never get this.
You will never get this. But may I remind you, it's very hard to win back-to-back national championships.
It is. It has not happened in many, many years.
And it doesn't
Florida.
And oftentimes doesn't happen in college basketball where the best team wins the national championship.
Correct.
Which is exciting.
Is it bad, actually?
Or if you like football a lot, then you really hate it.
Because you say, what's the point of the season if the best team doesn't win a championship?
It's the tournament.
It's like the NFL. The Cowboys were the best team. They should have won the Super Bowl, but they didn't. Flawed playoff system. All right, let's get to it. So with Purdue, I'm so pumped for this person because the way I can say their name. Congrats to Matthew Skaggs behind the Skaggs.
Oh, Boz Skaggs?
Matthew Skaggs.
Lido. Whoa.
Oh, I know that song.
He's for the money.
Oh, I haven't heard that song in a while.
Boz Skaggs.
Congrats.
That's his cousin, right?
Congrats to Matthew. He has Purdue. So he is rooting for Greg and Lincoln and the Boilermakers.
Boiler up.
They could win a natty.
This is a fun name for Duke. Jeff Suckup or Sukup.
I would assume it's Sukup.
Sukup? Or suck up. Either way.
Maybe it's Suku in the P's silent.
Oh, the P could be silent.
And
well,
that's for who?
Jeff. Oh, Duke.
Duke.
Yeah, congratulations, Jeff.
Gonna need Jared McClain to shoot a lot of threes.
That's a basketball player. For Houston, it's Nate Prelwitz. Don't call me Pretzel Prelwitz. Congrats to Nate. That's awesome. Good luck, Nate.
And Nate's team is?
Houston. That's my team. We'll save Creighton for last.
Nate, handshake meme, Jim Nance.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Give him his tie, Jim.
Yeah.
Man, I'm happy that tradition is dead.
You want to now he just gets to go.
Yeah,
Jim Nance is in the stand wearing a Houston hoodie, but he very clearly had a collar underneath his hoodie.
Why are you so anti-tie?
No, I'm not anti-tie. I'm anti-Jim Nance giving a tie to someone. He says, you get a prize.
You get a tie.
It's just so Jim Nance.
You get a tie. Good call, Nick.
Yeah, nice.
To Tennessee, because we'll save Creighton for last. It is Christopher Nagowski. Mm. What a bunch of fun names. Tons of consonants.
The yeah. fun name boys.
Yeah, and some vowels too, I guess.
Okay, so you're rooting for Tennessee, Chris.
Congrats, Chris. And then finally,
Dalton Connect.
For your Creighton Blue Jays.
Drum roll,
I'll
please.
Be watching with Happer. Somewhere here at Circa, will we be outside?
Probably.
Didn't bring very many pants, so hopefully the sun is still warm by that point in time. Will we be inside? We're in our hoodies. Well, the person they'll be rooting for them is Tim Penne.
Oh, he like says, it's a penne.
He says, don't call me spaghetti. I'm Tim Penne.
That's my favorite pasta.
Let's go, Tim.
Nice.
Congratulations,
Tim.
Tim
Linguini.
A little bit of Alfredo with the penne.
Oh, man. You have the Blue Jays.
So now, if just think, if you're Tim,
yeah.
and maybe your favorite team is Creighton, or maybe, I mean, there's a scenario for both. So let's say your favorite local college basketball team is Creighton, and Creighton wins the national championship, which is a real thing.
Oh,
it is a real possibility that
Husker
they could do
fans
so.
Would be so triggered.
They would be incredibly triggered, but Tim would be the happiest person on planet Earth because his team would win a national championship,
and
something he never thought could happen, and he will win $1,620.
And he didn't have to do anything for it.
And by the way,
he
there are
put in his name. He gave us an email.
There are other prizes if your team makes the Final Four.
Yeah, what are those prizes?
They're all like integers with 1620.
So it's like $162?
It's like $162.
$16.20?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And then $1.62?
I actually think
that
that's it.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, the team that scores the lowest points and is the loser of the first
Final
games,
Four game, yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
I would have to check on that again. I think that's legitimately what
I bet it's going to be two people get $16.20. But that would be funny if it was just $1.62. I think that would actually be funnier.
I could find that email.
So congrats to them. Before we go to break, some more comments about medium rare burgers. Do you ever order a burger medium rare? 361 votes so far.
Oh, wow.
29.6% say yes. 54.6% say no. And 15.8% say WTF.
That's fair. Oh. Don't eat a medium rare. You're not supposed to eat
so,
wild
yeah,
beef.
I would put
rare.
The WTFs in the no category.
100%. So we are at 70% no,
okay, that's
basically.
Good. That's less.
Nathan writes, yep, but depends on the place. Pitmaster Matt.
That's fair.
Trustworthy chef, yes. Otherwise, no way.
That's fair. And we're walking into foreign territory. We have all the trust in the world and our fine chefs around here.
Nick looks great.
Oh, thank you.
Nick, you seem fine right now.
I'm good.
By the way, I have an update on the prizes.
Yeah.
You
so,
get a prize.
$1,620 for the national champion, $500.
Well, that's not even an integer of 1620.
That is correct. $500 for the national runner-up, and then $162 each.
Whoa! That's way better than $1.62.
For the final four
participants. $1.62 would have been fun.
Jason Green!
That's awesome. Shout out to the listeners.
Oh, good job, everybody.
You needed to win two more games to get there, and you're in the money.
You will get there.
You will get this.
Hockey Dad says, I always want my burgers medium rare. Sam says it's potentially dangerous, but also potentially tasty.
Oh.
There's always a risk, pros and cons.
Dale, though, with my favorite response, I like my burgers burnt and my steaks with a fighting chance of survival. One of my brothers says, I want to cut into the steak and the cow to moo at me.
That's a classic. That's a classic old
By the way, then Farron
line.
Hopped into the group text with John Bishop and myself.
Farron?
Classic green text because of John. Now, John's not responding, but Mike was trying to talk trash. You know, all beef can be eaten raw except ground beef, right? And then he said, if you eat a steak anything more than medium rare, I'm not going to read the rest of it, but he compares those types of people to a different group of people. And I said, this is about burgers. This isn't about steaks.
Now,
and then he was like, oh, okay.
Burgers are ground beef.
Burgers are ground beef. You should not eat those. Again, don't do what I did.
Okay. Nick, apparently 30% actually says do what Nick did.
No, don't.
That's
horrible.
You think those people are just like kind of hardos, though, and they're like, I like everything rare, you know? I'm going to take a bite out of the cow itself.
Yeah, Nick, how do you think the Liver King operates with this type of stuff?
He definitely eats a cow.
I think he injects some steroids and then he eats a cow.
Nice. Yeah. Boom roasted. Is that
That guy's a weirdo.
Did Nick just do a libel or...
Yeah.
Did you just do a libel?
Sue Nick.
I think he allegedly...
Nice, there we go.
...injects some steroids and eats a cow.
Excellent job, Nick, there on the read.
Also, on the YouTube, I'm keeping up with the comments from Dion.
Oh, yes.
Oh!
Go baseball, baseball emoji.
Go what? Baseball, baseball emoji.
Dion, what happened to you?
That was from 5 minutes ago,
by the way. Dion was not, if I can recall Dion's
hates great
thoughts about the hoop season, Deion not necessarily into the hoop.
He's not of hoop?
Not of hoop.
All right.
But is interested in some of the other goings-on via Nebraska football. And it appears as if he has drawn his attention now to Nebraska baseball. Who is good? Creighton baseball, I will inform everybody here, also good.
49th in the RPI as of yesterday.
Nick knows this. We are going to...
I talked about them in wooden bats and rubber hats yesterday.
We're going to have some potentially fun battles coming up this spring.
Wow, baseball.
I'm excited.
With your voices of Creighton baseball, Connor Happer, John Bishop, and Nick Hanley.
Anything else there, Nick, in the YouTube comment section?
Joyo says, Tony, or Anthony Bourdain, said, always order medium rare. If they refuse, you're eating at a bad place.
Interesting. About burgers?
On a burger, though?
Yeah, a burger, again, feels weird.
I just want to reiterate,
Anthony
burgers.
Bourdain, rest in power.
Yep. We can play the alive or dead game with him.
Kelsey says, I've had salmonella. I eat burgers well done. Steak, I want still mooing. So, again, the burger.
Wait, what was the first line about salmonella?
She says, I've had it.
What is it like?
I don't. It sounds horrible.
Is it worth the risk?
Well, I don't particularly want it.
Like, I mean, that is. We don't want it, Nick. But have we ever thought about what actually would happen if you got it? Maybe it's not that bad.
Nick, why don't you try it out? Let us know.
Have you ever thought about that, Nick?
Nick, one of my favorite comedies.
We're in Vegas to open up your brain a little bit.
Yeah, one of my favorite comedies, Nick. It's called Review with Forrest McNeil, and he reviews life experiences. This would be a great life experience for you to review for us.
Salmonella.
Then you grade it on a scale of 1 to 5 stars.
I'll just be held up in my room while you guys are down here.
You should get all
salmonella, half a star.
We can do salmonella updates.
Get all of the sicknesses that used to, like, kill people.
Oh, I should be a bug catcher.
Yes.
I love this idea.
Get tuberculosis.
Oh, the old TB.
Yeah.
And two more comments. Matt says, my son and I have a raw hamburger chunk whenever we use ground beef, a little tiger meat. And John says, a medium rare burger is fine. We used to eat tiger meat at my uncle's bar. It is seasoned raw hamburger, tastes great, and we never got sick.
Is that like the cookie dough? It's like cookie dough for
but
burgers.
It feels like a little more deadly.
I used to date someone who previously had dated someone who apparently would do this. He would just eat. He would pop in the raw hamburger.
That's wild.
You know what they say?
That's weird.
You've been with somebody who ate raw hamburger. It's like you were dating the person
raw
who
hamburger
raw hamburger
kisses?
It's like vinegar kisses.
Hollister shirts and vinegar kisses? We are here at the Stadium Swim. Obviously having an amazing experience.
By the way, great. Josh, can you believe these lifeguards? I'm not going to make a comment about, you know, how they look or anything like that, but they are wearing jumpsuits.
Yes, they are.
I bet that's where you thought that was going. No,
they look great.
They're all wearing hoodies. It's very confusing.
Maybe it's to protect from the sun.
Yeah, there is the sun. But we're in the desert.
I'm very hot right now, and I'm wearing half the amount of clothes they are.
Tomorrow, it's nipple out time.
Yeah, the nips are out.
We go and nip tomorrow?
Whatever we're doing, we'll be at the Circa Resort and Casino in very sunny Las Vegas. Josh Peterson, Connor Happer, Nick Grimm with you here at Stadium Swim. We appreciate you joining us. More to come. Steve Sippel in 15 here on 1620 The Zone.